prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, September 18th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing great today.
Feels like fall down here in the hill today, kind of chilly, up in only in the low 70s.
Oh, it's a little cloudy and rainy day here on the Eastern Shore, but not too bad. I'll take it.
I love fall. I ain't much on winter, but I do love the fall.
Yes, I do. I enjoy the fall. Not the fall where you fall over, but the fall of the seasons. But we didn't have to look at gold falling today. Gold is up $9.10 in the New York spot price aftermarket, $1,934. Silver is up 19 cents at 23.33. Platinum was up $7, $944. And palladium was up, or I should say down, $1,280. The USDX today was down 0.20 at 105.14. Crude oil was up another $1.25. Moving in on 92, it's actually 91.99. So we're going to round it up to 92. And the paper markets today, the Dow was up 6 points. So not a lot of changes. I mean, these markets are pathetic. S&P was up 3 points. The NASDAQ was up 1.90. So no movement there, as of course, all these big investors are waiting to see, and they're awaiting the Fed policy meeting. So good grief. Just, it's really so funny. When you really know what's going on, and you have these so-called traders waiting, you know, with bated breath to find out what the Fed is going to do and say, it really is kind of funny. Because it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters about what the Fed says is what it can do today, not what it's going to do in the future. And when they have no control. They can control today. And with this massive abilities to, I don't know, manipulate or whatever, they keep calm. And that's their goal. Their goal is to keep calm and to keep the con moving on. And it's just, you know, I heard a statement this morning, Butch, where it said that by 2030, the debt's going to be 180% to our GDP. And it's like, and then, you know, and but the faces on the people when they're talking, that's That's what, 6 years away. There's no way this any nation on the planet has ever been able to come close to that. And if they had, let's look to Venezuela. Let's look to all these other nations that have just totally toppled over.
Yeah, but so but even Melody, if not, Melody, but we're America. It can't happen here.
Of course not. Silly of me. Then let's quit these programs today, because what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. But it won't happen here. Nothing going to happen bad here.
Uh-oh. The government will take care of it.
That's right.
The government will take care of it. But the, you know, so even if it doesn't happen on Biden's watch, there's no way it's ever going to go past 2030. No way. No way. I'd bet my dog Ruby on it.
Ooh,
and I'm not giving her up for anything. So it's just, it's amazing. There was a story out today. I think it's by Bloomberg. And it's how long can the world's borrowers hold on as higher interest rates bite? And they give examples of, and they really look talking to the Australians. You know, this is interesting. When they were talking about the homeowners in Australia, 70% are on adjustable rate mortgages. 70%.
Wow.
Well, you can't tell me those homeowners, and you can't tell me that things that happen around the world, we're just going to go on snubbing our nose at the rest of the world and saying it's not going to affect us at all. The rest of the world is all going to fall down into a depression, recession, but the U.S. will carry on with barely a raindrop or whatever you want to call it. Are you kidding me? But this is about the $300 trillion question. $300 trillion. All right? That is the world debt. The world is saddled. $300 trillion. So they're going to have to keep.
And I would say that that's what they admit to, probably.
Yeah.
That's what they admit to.
You know, and this article talks about, you know, the Fed and the central banks around the world just trying to find a higher neutral rate that would result in fewer interest rate cuts in the next couple of years. They can't go down. They got to keep it high. You know, and they talk about the decade or so after the 2008 financial crisis, the neutral rate dropped across developed economies as inflation remained generally subdued as central banks kept interest rates at historically low levels. We know this. Deepening globalization meant cheap TVs and clothes. While memories of the crisis kept consumers subdued and held businesses back from investments, putting a lid on demand, then you have the post-COVID price spike, and we know what happened after that with the, you know, and it cracked me up. People were going in making investments when the prices were coming down during COVID. I don't think any of them ever thought, well, what happens to the world when you have economies closed off, shut down for months, China, year or more? First time I saw China shut down their economy, or that one territory that had, what, 6 million people? And I'm thinking, you can't shut down economies. You can't. And expect things to just go along in their rosy little way. You know, and talks, and as an example, here's a woman who was paying about, number one, she's in California. She took out a loan and paid she's paying $7,000 a month in interest. That's interest. When she took her first Small Business Administration loan back to 2018 to expand a dog and cat kennel in Santa Clarita, California. And it was a good prospect. It was founded in the 70s by the son of a famed trainer whose dog Terry actually starred in The Wizard of Oz. That was, you know, Judy Garland's dog, Dorothy's dogs. Now, after the Fed's 5.25 percentage points of interest rate hikes over the past year and a half, those repayments are almost $12,000 a month. She's hoping that they don't go higher to $15,000 a month. These are examples of what happens with these higher interest rates. I already heard today, well, you know, if they just do it another quarter point, it's not going to make that much difference. Now, it isn't just the one quarter point that makes a difference. It's the 5 1/4 that makes a difference prior to the last one that they might do. Those are big bucks. And that's happening all across this country. And then you look at the multinational corporations. Can you even imagine what's happening to them as they're rolling over their debt?
And what's going to happen? What's going to happen? All these businesses default on the debt. Then what's going to happen?
Yes. And I saw an article where business bankruptcies are on the rise.
Yes, they are.
So, you know, we stay focused on what's happening right here. Like we've got this bubble around us. Like we're not going to be affected. And I'll tell you what, we hear so many stories. Oh my God, they're going to rush in they're really going to usher in back in June the Bitcoin currencies. Oh my gosh, the government's going to shut down. They create all these little things that happen along the way. And those are also distractions because then you forget when they don't happen that nothing is going to happen. And that's the worst thing that you can do. So good grief. I don't know, Butch. I'm just on a roll today.
You go ahead. You're making a lot of sense. I mean, you know? You're right ahead. You're doing a good job.
And it's just like everybody, it's like nobody cares. People who, and the retirees, you, they're listening to this program. The majority of you are retired or about to. What do you think is going to happen to your standard of living? People are basing their future standard of living on hope. Hope that things stay together and it won't be so bad and that it'll come back. So anything that you lose, it'll come back. That's the wrong kind of hope.
Yes, it is. But now, Melody, WVU, West University, beat Pitt State Saturday. So they won the ball game. So it was a good weekend.
Woo-hoo.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, gee, everything's rosy here in West Virginia because WVU beat Pitt State. They caught the backyard brawl, and they won. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and you know what, Butch, though? It's okay. It's okay to get – I like watching games, but you know what? We also know what's going on. It's the GDP out there. I shouldn't call them that. That's my little – fond name for the sheeple out there. But no, and it just doesn't, that they don't care. Are we that dumb? Are we that uneducated that people don't care? And when you do talk to them about them, they look at you like you don't have a, it's like you don't, you know, people look and say, oh, well, the government will, you know, they'll bring it back. It's not going to stay down forever like it has in the past. My question to them is, have you ever studied monetary policy? Have you ever studied any other nation that this has happened to? Have you even read stories? Do you even care to? So, 300 trillion, I mean, that number. And everything is just going to mosey right along. Everybody's focused. The only reason I believe you have Trump and Biden running for office is it's a big distraction.
That it is.
It's a big distraction. It's dividing this nation even more. Now, it does baffle me. I mean, I saw comments. They were making fun of Trump this morning because he mentioned something about Biden's taking us to World War II. Big deal. They're tired. They say things. But then they tried to compare that to Biden. But the difference is, when they talked about Trump, you could feel the hatred coming from them. They truly do hate him. And it really is amazing. And you'll also be glad to know that the Senate has loosened up their the way you can dress.
Mm-hmm.
their dress code. Now the senators can go to work like bums, the bums that they are. And it's all for that senator in Pennsylvania who wears sweatshirts and shorts to work. And I learned a long time ago, Butch, that if you don't get up, and the better you dress, it doesn't matter what type of dress you have. It doesn't have to be the fanciest of dresses, but you feel better. You think better.
It also shows respect for the place you work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, anyway. I
mean, that bum from Pennsylvania is dressed for I don't know, maybe some digging ditches. He's not dressed for being a senator, that's for sure.
No. They should make him follow the dress code, but that's what Democrats do. They lower
the standards. Drop
the standards so they can be all inclusive. And that's what they've done to this nation. They've dropped the standards, not just here at home, but around the world.
Very, very true.
So, U.S. home builder sentiment drops to 5-month lows on higher rates. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo gauge declined 5 points to 45 after sliding 6 points a month earlier. Now, this marked the largest back-to-back decrease in nearly a year. September reading was below all estimates in a Bloomberg survey of economists. So, again, not too much happy feelings in the U.S. homeowner sentiment. So, again, just another sign. These are all here.
So. And it's only the beginning, Melody. We haven't seen anything yet. And I know people don't want to hear that, and I don't like saying it. But we haven't seen anything yet. I mean, I promise this is going to get much, much worse. And it's not years away. Maybe months. I mean, who knows? I don't know the date. But certainly it's not years away now. We've come way too far in the wrong direction for it to slow down now.
Exactly. And you know, maybe we should do what China did to Evergrande. The Evergrande shares tumbled 25% after the wealth management staff was detained. Well, maybe we should start putting some of these people, these multinational corporations and banks who create this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should throw them and detain them. Hold them accountable for what they've done to this nation. But that would include most of the politicians. That would include...
you have to arrest most of the Senate and about all the House. So, but that'd be a good start. That'd be a good start.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be a good start. You know, I mean, I'd say go for it. That'd be an excellent start. You know, it's getting so bad now, and this is, we're talking about people that are struggling. In California, no different. We already know they have the highest poverty rate of any state in the country now. But the Senate in California. This vote to give illegals, immigrants, $300 a week. Isn't that wonderful? In a move that the mostly escaped national attention, the California Senate took a controversial step earlier this year toward providing massive unemployment benefits to illegal immigrants. Unemployment benefits to illegals. They haven't worked, but they're getting unemployment benefits. In May, the California Senate voted to provide $300 weekly checks to unemployed illegal immigrants, according to the Free Beacon. The decision comes at a time when the state is grappling with a $31.5 billion deficit and heightened concerns about mass illegal immigration. So dig the hole a little bit deeper. In May, Democratic state senators led by Senator Maria Ellen Durazo passed Senate Bill 227 with a 30-7 vote, sending the legislation to the Assembly for the further deliberation. The proposed law aims to provide undocumented workers, illegal aliens, up to 20 weeks of $300 weekly unemployment checks, contingent on meeting minimal work requirements. Okay. According to the Free Beacon, critics have pointed out that the Unemployment Insurance Fund, slated to administer these payments, is already mired in $31 billion of fraud losses related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Additionally, California employers who are burdened with the fund's $20 billion debt face the prospect of increased payroll taxes, which is a point of contention for small businesses and restaurants, as both sectors have already been strained by stringent COVID-19 lockdowns imposed by state Democrats. There you go. Whoopee.
Woohoo. Hey, I hear the music. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We just got some backdated silver eagles in, so we can give them to you at a really good price. So give us a call. We got a few. So 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. I feel it in my bones, Butch. I feel things are going to... Hey, gas hit $6 in L.A.
Ooh. Wow.
Send all the illegal immigrants there. Mm-hmm. Let them pay $6 a gallon of gas.
Well, you know, now that this article, the northern border has been breached.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're flowing both ways now. The folks have been a mass influx of illegals from the open southern border. However, migrants have also found their way into the U.S. by crossing the northern border from Canada. U.S. Border Patrol declared that more migrants have entered the U.S. via Canada in the past 11 months than the entire last decade. The U.S. and Canada agreed in March 2023 that they would send asylum seekers away from the border, but neither Biden nor Trudeau has kept their promise that the situation builds. Well, now go figure that out. This seems to be a deliberate attempt to fill both countries with migrants, although the U.S. is the destination of choice. Over 6,100 apprehensions from 76 different countries, 76 different countries, in just 11 months, surpassing the last 10 years combined. Only 365 people were apprehended in the Canadian border in 2021, followed by 1,000 the following year. However, the message that the U.S. has become an open hub for anyone who has spread. Border agents have apprehended 7,633 people during the first 7 months of the year. Again, these are only the people who were caught. So they're coming in both ways, folks. But don't worry. We'll take care of them. We'll see if they get something to eat, a telephone, and a place to sleep, and we'll take care of the medical bills. I mean, we can afford it. All of you folks out there who complain about inflation and prices getting too high, let's quit whining now. These people really need what we can give them. I mean, they come here illegally. They broke our laws. But gee whiz, let's have a heart. Let them move it. Let them move into your spare bedroom. They'd appreciate that. I'm sure Biden would love it. Well, that's where we're headed. They're going to make us one day in the very near future house them in your spare rooms. You mark my words, that's coming.
Possibility.
Well, they're not going to have any choice if it keeps up. I mean, aren't we selfish? I mean, we got an extra bedroom. Why would we feel bad about hiring somebody here from somewhere else to be nice to them? So what if they're druggies? You know, no big deal. So what if they're legal? You can trust them. This is America today. And yes, and we're that naive that we sit back and basically tolerate it. Go ahead, Melody.
No, I mean, they were talking today, you know, I mean, how many millions and millions? 40, 50 million? It truly is amazing. And they were showing pictures today of on television, a train coming up through Mexico. And I don't know how many hundreds of people are on the train. They look like the train had remember the old trains that would go by that had coal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have a roof over them or top. Mm-hmm. It was open, and then the coal would, well, they the people were in those types of cars, you know, no roof. No place to, you know, and they were just hanging out, cheering as they were being transported through Mexico to get to our border. And so I can't understand why they couldn't impeach the president on that alone. And you know what? They keep saying, well, these people are legal. They are coming here. Well, they're coming here on using the asylum laws. Who are they running? Don't they have to prove it?
Supposed to.
I thought at one point in time you had to prove it.
But now the drug cartels give them the right answers. And
yep,
I'm serious. They train them how to cross the border.
Yeah. So.
It's amazing.
But
on the other hand, they saw make Texas, which most consider one of our most conservative states, one of the most common sense states have involved. But the governor still hasn't shut the border down, so I wonder about that. But anyway, I mentioned this a while back, but not in this detail. Austin and Houston to eliminate, now I'm not making this up, meat and dairy consumption by 2030. I wish I'd make it up, but I'm not.
Yeah, but I don't believe that's going to happen, though.
Well, I know what's going to happen or not, but
yeah,
they're talking about it, though. That's the point.
That's the scary part.
That's
yeah.
the scary part.
Because you know, they're planting the seeds.
Yes, they are. That's the point. You won't get it done overnight, but that's still 6 years away. Who knows what happened between now and then?
Hey, if we have a world depression and by 2030, yeah, people won't be able to eat meat because they won't be able to afford it.
Two Texas cities are participating in an emissions cutting program that seeks to end meat and dairy consumption. According to the organization, C40 is a global network of nearly 100 mayors of the world's leading cities that are united in action to confront the climate crisis. Although largely funded by Democrat billionaire Michael Bloomberg, C40 has other donors, including FedEx, Google, and Clinton Foundation. Watts stated this in a report from C40 Cities in 2019, the future of the urban consumption in a 1.5 Celsius world. The report says lays out ambitious targets for cities to meet regarding their urban consumption of building materials, food, clothing and textiles, private transportation, electronics, and household appliances, as well as private aviation travel. The report defines ambitious targets as the following. Target level of ambition for consumption interventions that is more ambitious based on a future vision of resource-efficient production and extensive changes to and consumer choices. This level was typically informed by expert judgment rather than existing research. Under the meat and dairy consumption, the ambitious target would be zero kilograms of either for all citizens. Under clothing and textiles, each person will be allotted 3 new clothing items per year. That might tickle some men with the wife start buying, but anyway. Under transportation, there will not be any private vehicles. Under flying, the ambitious target is one short-haul return flight, less than 1,500 kilometers, which is equivalent to 932 miles, once every 3 years. However, cities across the globe are already pushing C40 target goals. New York City announced that it's limiting how much meat and dairy are served by city schools and prisons. The United Kingdom, which also funds C40, banned the sale of new gas-powered vehicles after 2030. Let me repeat that. The UK has banned the sale of new gas-powered vehicles after 2030. While France banned short-haul flights in an effort to cut carbon emissions, neither Houston nor Austin officials replied to Texas scoreboard's request for comment before the publication. There you go. Whether they get it all done or not is not the point. They're making headway. They're talking about it. And they're going that direction.
That's right.
They say they only cut down by half what they want. Only half. That's huge.
Austin, you know what?
Go ahead.
You know what, Butch? What they're doing is that they're creating this big boogeyman. And it isn't what they're trying to do with fossil fuel. I mean, there's no way they can remove fossil fuel. Everything you look, everything you touch, it has oil in it, a byproduct of oil, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to. So to me, what they're trying to do, they scare everybody. And because I think what we're doing, because there's so many people, we're using, you know, all the things. We're interfering with their lives. And they just don't want us to have things.
That's true.
They don't want us to have things. So this is their way of taking it away. You create the boogeyman, scared people half to death, and those people will do anything. So they get to take away what they want. They get to control what we have. And that's what they're using, this climate control. Because what they're doing is kind of like, you know, with the plastic situation. Let's not use plastic straws and that's going to cure the plastic problem. That's like 0.001% of the problem is plastic straws. But yet, everybody got on the bandwagon on that one. And, we're really doing something out there to change it around. The only way you're going to change around the plastics if you allow glass manufacturing to come back. Then we start you, and that's never going to happen because of the costs. So it's like they're doing this itty-bitty thing that affects all of us. But the bigger problem is you've got the heat islands of these cities. You've got everything else that's going on. Let's talk about how many satellites are up in the sky. You don't think that has something to do with something? I mean, all their planes. Come on. I could name a dozen things that would have an impact on a climate change. Well, maybe why we're seeing these storms. And maybe it's the earth itself. It's just cleansing itself of our waste.
And it does, by the way, it does do that. That's a fact.
It does.
It does cleanse itself. Yes, it does.
So, you know, but they use it to take away the things that they don't want us to have.
Of course.
Yeah. And they'll make money on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They'll have more control and money mm-hmm. to boot.
Yep.
And so. You know, the G20 has had a meeting. We all know that. G20 announces plan for worldwide digital ID and CBDC. The G20, which is currently under India's presidency, adopted a final declaration on the subject over the weekend in New Delhi. The meeting, which included the world's leading economics, announced last week that they had agreed to build necessary infrastructure to implement digital currencies and IDs. The group said that discussions were already underway to create international regulations for cryptocurrencies, but claimed that there was no talk of banning cryptocurrency at the summit. Many critics are concerned that governments and central banks will eventually regulate cryptocurrencies and then immediately replace them with central bank digital currencies, which lack privacy and security. If they get that far along with it, they will do that. That's their whole goal. That is their whole goal. That's been their goal for the last, how many years? Well, basically ever since the Fed was brought forth in the 1930s, they want to control the economics of the nation. And they really basically have. By inflation, deflation, and money tight and everything else, they've controlled our incomes and earnings and built inflation to the system had they not built it.
Yes, you're right.
And that inflation is a tax. But people don't catch that. We just buy more on credit. Well, and we put ourselves further in debt, and the government's just helping us do that. They build inflation, which is debt. They can't be paid back. But maybe on some good news, a little bit anyway, GOP House Whip introduces a bill to ban Fed from creating central bank digital currencies. Will that fly? Well, we'll see. Majority House Whip, Representative Tom Emmer, announced Wednesday that he's reintroducing a bill that will ban the Federal Reserve from creating a central bank digital currency. Emmer initially introduced the Central Bank Digital Currency Anti-Surveillance State Act in February. He reintroduced the bill ahead of Thursday's hearing in front of the House Financial Service Committee. Recent actions from the Biden administration have made it clear that they are not only itching to create a digital dollar, but they're willing to trade Americans' right to financial privacy for a surveillance-style CBDC, Emmer said. President Joe Biden signed his executive order in 2022 to explore the possibility of minting a CBDC. There you go. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, now they were not necessarily against CBDCs, but they did one on the federal level. Really, what's the difference then?
Yeah.
What's the difference? Any comments on that, Melody, at all?
No, sir.
And guess what? You remember that big strike they had in France over the raising of the retirement age a year or two? Remember that? They had riots in the streets in France for a while?
Right.
Well, whatever happened to that? Did it go away?
Well, no. The age was increased and the people went away.
That's right. They blew up for a few weeks and just faded into the woodwork.
Yeah.
Well, retirement at 65, not anymore. Nikki Haley drops the retirement age bombshell. Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid account for over half of all government spending, and that's true. In the United States, federal entitlement programs such as Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid account for over half of all government spending. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley was asked how she would manage entitlement programs to get control of America's soaring debt. Her answer was to raise retirement age from 65. Well, folks, already been raised. You can't draw Social Security to some people 67, 68 now because they were born a different decade. So they increased it already. Haley said we change retirement age to reflect life expectancy instead of cost of living increases. We do it based on inflation. We limit the benefits on the wealthy. We expand Medicare Advantage plans. Haley did not specify what she thought the retirement age should be raised to, but she did say it would be tied to life expectancy. According to Haley, 65 is way too low for the retirement age. You know, that is socialistic, communistic to the core. Always has been. So is Social Security, by the way. But they won't cut benefits to the wealthy and raise our working age just to where we die quicker after we do retire. This is nothing but communism, socialism to the core, folks. We bought into it many, many years ago. Well, they promised us benefits. And we sold our freedoms, liberties, and our children's future for benefits. Have we not, Melody?
We have. And of all the, there's so many of those programs that can be cut. And, you know, even if there's why don't they even means test them? You know, put some regulation, control these. But they're so big, they can't.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they complain about the size of these programs. But compare it to our debt. You know, it's... But yet people don't think of anything of $35 trillion worth of debt. But here they're ready to cut out and see these programs fail at the price that they are. We'll be right back. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Pastor Butch Paul. What's next on the agenda?
Well, we know that the UAW is on strike. And it says strike will drive car prices up, but not right away, unless consumers panic. I was talking to a gentleman today in the hospital waiting room, where waiting for my son to come out from getting some medical tests done. He just bought a pickup truck. He said he paid more for the truck than he did for his house and 16-acre farm a few years ago. I'll let that sink in a minute. He paid more for a truck, a vehicle, he did for his house and 16-acre farm a few years ago. Yeah. So if the price do go up, oh my. So I'm not going to get into this article. We'll see what happens. It may end any day. But we know that if this goes on very long, people will panic. Dealerships are starting to get a little nervous also on this. They might not get their cars in to sell. So scarcity will make prices go up on mobility.
It will.
So, something to think about, folks. They are now financing vehicles for 102 months. No, I'm excuse me, 120 months. 120 months. How? Why? Who? 10 years. They must, 10 years. I don't understand. I just don't understand how people can even think about that. Mel, any comments on that?
Well, no, but when you're young, you don't think. You know, what you want is what you want, and you get it, and they don't think there's... Well, Butch, there's no accountability anymore.
No.
Hey, they can walk away from their student loans, and you got a president that's trying to allow them to do that. So why, you know, hey, what... Who do you look up to? Who's there to, you know, kind of direct you to the right direction?
When auto and house and housing loans start to default, it's going to be really, really bad. But on many years ago, I discussed this at one of our Bible studies. I can see it happening. I'm going to start taxing by the mile. People are driving less or driving smaller cars. Well, guess what? Michigan plans to start taxing cars based on distance and driven, threatening the right to drive. Some worry outlawing human drivers entirely is next, and that is could be in the future. This debate is nowhere near over, and in the coming years, the number of electric cars on the road increases. It may be the first of many changes made to the country's roadways and taxation practices. Though with technology advancing every day, and even self-driving vehicles hitting the market, some people worry that the GPS trackers are only the beginning. They believe American citizens may soon lose their right to even drive their own car. This problem has sparked debates within state and the federal government organizations as well as among the American public. Many people are asking the same question: why can't we install more toll roads or simply increase the price of existing tolls? Some states are trying this tactic. However, many believe that toll booths are still unfairly positioned so that only some drivers will be paying the high taxes depending on the routes, whereas others will pay nothing. So, tax by the mile. I mentioned this has been at least 10 years ago. I knew it was going to happen. I mean, people buying more fuel-efficient cars, which is a smart idea. Then the governments are losing more money on taxation. They don't buy as much gasoline. If you go to electric, they won't buy any gas at all. The primary tax on electricity also. But be that as it may, that's what they want to do. Comments, Melody?
No.
California has targeted smash and grabs with $267 million program aimed at brazen store thefts. California has spent $267 million to help dozens of local law enforcement agencies increase patrols, buy surveillance equipment, and conduct other activities aimed at cracking down on smash and grab robberies happening around the state. Officials from the California Highway Patrol and San Francisco and Los Angeles law enforcement agencies made the announcement Friday. It follows a string of brazen luxury store robberies in recent months, where dozens of individuals come into a store and begin stealing en masse. Videos of the instance have quickly spread online and fueled critics who argue that California takes too lax an approach to crime. Enough of these brazen smash and grabs. We're ensuring law enforcement agencies have the resources they need to take down these criminals, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom said in his statement about the grants. He said one of the main problems of doing this, but he said we're going to crack down on them. What do you think, Mel? I think you will.
Do you?
I don't think none that will notice.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd like to think he has some common sense come back in his head, but I haven't seen it yet to prove anything.
Mm.
But on the other hand, Walgreens to reopen with a police substation to combat surging theft cases. Yeah, there you go. Just quarter the cops in your business. And by the way, this is for real. They're now discussing armed guards in grocery stores and armed guards riding shotgun on certain trucks delivering certain products. That is America today. Never thought about today mailing somebody to ride a shotgun.
I know it. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me?
As a whole world adjusts to the post-pandemic world, retailers face difficulties amid shrinking inventory due to the prevalence of crime and violence, including theft, shoplifting, and other fraudulent activities. In fact, a recent retail workplace survey by Loss Prevention Magazine found that 60% of retail workers saw some form of ruthlessness on the job over the past 12 months. They said businesses' challenges in more populous or urban areas are also the reason why two Atlanta-based Walmart locations, Howell Mill Road and Vine City, closed. However, recently Walmart announced plans to reopen one of the branches, but this time with major upgrades and distinctive features. While the Howell Mill Road branch is to remain permanently closed, Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens said the former Vine City Supercenter will open with a pharmacy, grocery store, and police station. Death has gotten so bad in the area that the retail giant resorted to this measure. The said store is set to open in May of 2024, following a nearly year-long closure after shoplifters reportedly set the building on fire to distract from their thieving. Now, let that sink in. They set the building on fire to distract from their thieving. When it reopens, the store will be a neighborhood market, which is typically one-fifth the size of Supercenter. After talking with the merchants of Association on Martin Luther King Drive, Clark University said other people in the neighborhood, folks are saying they want to see more police presence, Dickens said. So they're going to put a police station in. In the store. But now, to beat that, Chicago Mayor Buddy has the idea, Melody. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants to open city-owned grocery stores. How's that grab you?
Yeah, but I just want to make a comment. If you have your stores that are creating your own police, I don't know. I can't figure out why that, you know. It's sad and all that, but yet, how does that work with the regular police and everything else?
That's going to be the regular police.
I mean, that means they have to write their own. They have to write their own.
Well, no. This is a regular police station, just a substation. It's not a private. It's not a private force for Walmart. It's just we'll say city cops, but they use that for a substation.
So then our taxpayers are paying for Walmart.
Of course.
Good plan.
But the Chicago mayor wants to open up city-owned grocery stores. Now, what could go wrong with that, Bill? I mean, gee, we know government helps everything it touches, right?
Oh, yeah. I'd have to have someone that I didn't like taste my food before I ate it.
Oh, my. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is looking into opening taxpayer-funded. Now, let me repeat that now. Taxpayer-funded, city-owned grocery stores in areas in which businesses have pulled out due to rampant crime. Johnson announced a partnership with the Economic Security Project to look into the possibility of open city-owned grocery stores. The first step in the partnership will be to perform a feasibility study, but the city did not provide a timeline, the Chicago Tribune reported. Johnson claims the administration is committed to advancing innovative, whole-of-government approaches to address these inequities. The mayor said in a statement, "All Chicagoans deserve to live near convenient, comfortable, healthy grocery options. We know access to grocery stores is already a challenge for many residents, especially on the south and west sides. A better, stronger, safer future is one where our youth and our communities have access to the tools and resources they need to thrive. My administration is committed to advancing innovative, whole of government approaches to address these inequities. Now, let me make this point here. Whole of government. That sounds like communistic moves and socialistic moves to me. Whole of government. Not private enterprise. Whole of government. The city of Chicago is reimagining the role government can play in our lives by exploring a public option for grocery stores via a municipality-owned grocery store and market, Palwire said. Not dissimilar from the way a library or a postal service operates, a public option offers economic choice and power to communities. The partnership comes as a plethora of mega retailers have closed mall stores in Chicago. For example, Walmart closed service out of its remaining 8 stores in Chicago in April. Walgreens and Aldi are among the other businesses that have shut down stores in Chicago. City-owned grocery stores have been tested in smaller municipalities, but never on a scale as large as Chicago. Although Johnson's police chief, Umi Grisby, claimed the city would not be spending any taxpayer dollars. Johnson also said the grocery store will be funded by grant money from the state and federal tax dollars. Well, they can't have both ways, boys. Either it's paid for tax dollars or it's not. All of our stores are closing, and so now we have to go outside our neighborhoods to purchase food, said South Chicago resident told CBS News. I think that's a good idea that Mayor Johnson is picking up the slack where these big store chains are cleaving. However, prominent Chicago restaurateur Sam Sanchez said the stores will be operating in the red, thus wasting taxpayer dollars. Controlled crime and business will come, Sanchez said. Very true. Control the crime. Let people arm themselves in Chicago. Don't make a gun-free zone. Let store managers and owners defend their stores. Crime will stop. Of course they'll lose money. Everything the government touches loses money. So taxpayers will pay for it. Obviously, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
And one more quickie. Trudeau, good old Trudeau, threatens grocery tax to combat record profits. In a move that totally won't backfire, that he passed along to the consumer, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has threatened to tax Canadian grocers if they don't lower grocery costs. Large grocery chains are making record profits, Trudeau claimed Thursday. Those profits should not be made on the backs of people struggling to feed their families. Grocers have until Thanksgiving to stabilize prices. Otherwise, tax measures may be on the way for Loblaw, Metro, Empire, Walmart, and Costco, according to Rebel News. So they're going to tax the stores, raise grocery tax, but it won't cost people anything? Melanie, explain to me how that works.
My, oh, my.
I just don't. They said that, I mean, I don't, if you raise a grocery tax, who's going to pay the grocery tax?
Yep.
I mean, people. I don't live in Canada, but it's not much better here where I live either. We don't have a grocery tax here, at least not yet. But why not? It means more money in the pockets of government, obviously, and more control. That's what it's all about, folks. They couldn't care less whether you're hungry or not. As long as you obey their orders, that they're happy. As long as you spend your money, and they're in season in Chicago, you buy your grocery at a city-run store, you get the best buys in the country, I guarantee you. Of course, you'll be paying for them extra with your tax. And then they'll have discounts. Oh, they'll probably beat other people's prices, all the pieces. But you're paying for it out of your taxes. Yeah, you're losing money. You're not saving money. But no one seemed to catch on to that, Melody. They think because the price is lower on the shelf, they're not worried about what they pay out of their paycheck to taxes before they even get the check. That's America today. Melody, go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't know how much more they can shrink packages, but they'll do that next.
Oh, of course.
You know, they just keep shrinking them and shrinking them. I mean, they've been doing it for 20 years. But, you know, just since the past couple of years with inflation is the first time, you know, that most people have even heard about shrinkflation. So, you know, but it's been around a long, long time, and that's how long people have gone without even noticing the packages were getting smaller. And if they did notice, who cares?
Who cares? That's right. Big deal.
Who cares? I care. We're out of time. So we will be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a well.